Das gleiche in grün. Adventskalender.
Das 14. Türchen. Hoffentlich wird das genauso gut wie das Türchen gestern.
Nee, stimmt.
Hi there, I'm Suzanne Green. I work at Dow and I'm in our procurement team and I lead our environmental sustainability practice. Okay, what I wanted to talk to you today was about what I've seen in the green marketplace this year. And what is very exciting, what I think is very exciting, is that this has been the year where we've really seen low carbon circular offers coming to scale from our suppliers. So in the procurement team, so in our purchasing team, we get lots and lots of different offers. We have 30,000 suppliers that we're working with every year to buy the products that Dow needs to keep running. And that's everything from raw materials to logistics to services. We buy everything for the company. And I think what has been really exciting this year in particular is just to see how many suppliers now come to us and say, hey, we have a low carbon product. We have a low carbon transportation service. We have a circular product, raw material that you can buy from us today. And I think that has really been a shift in the market to really see these things coming to scale. Before this year, I would say we would get a couple of things here and there, and our transportation suppliers have been ahead of the game here for a while now. But I think now we see really almost every transportation supplier saying we can ship low carbon. We have access to low carbon fuels, or we can ship more efficiently. We can do modal switch. We really see this is an option we can scale. And we see suppliers offering direct reduction. So they're doing something, they're buying an electric truck or even an electric barge or ship or something like that. Or they're using book and claim or mass balance to buy low carbon fuels that we can purchase through a certificate. So like a market-based mechanism. So we see both coming from our suppliers and we've experimented with both buying these things. And, What we try to do is, you know, evaluate and test as many different types of offers that we can. And our approach has been to see, okay, what is the cost, of course? What are the emissions reductions? What's the carbon abatement cost for these different offers? And then what can we do with it? Is this something that adds value to Dow, whether it's reducing emissions? Of course, we all want that. But we also look for other types of value that we can get from this service that maybe is something that the customer wants. So connecting to the customer to see what do they also want to see from Dow, that's really a new frontier that's very exciting, to connect, you know, what we're buying from a supplier, the scope 3, to the customer. I think that process and that learning that we've done in our procurement team this year to think about more connections to the business. What can we commercialize? You know, what can we sell? How can we add value from scope 3? I see a lot of potential here that can help us to reduce emissions and support this new low carbon marketplace. We see the offers from our suppliers have a range of carbon abatement costs or price premiums. And I think this is the fun of being in procurement, that we can have a discussion with the supplier to say, can you offer this for free? Or can that be part of, you know, what you offer us? We can negotiate sometimes these costs down or get kind of these low carbon services for free. Not always, of course. Sometimes we have to, you know, assess a premium and see, are we willing to pay that? And how does that impact the final cost of the product? And I think we've made some surprising learnings over the course of the last year or two to see, sometimes, you know, the carbon abatement costs can be as low as 50 cents per ton of CO2 reduced, but we also see it going up to as much as $500 or $600 per ton. So it's really a huge range of carbon abatement costs. But again, how that affects the price of the end product is also very different. It might be one penny more to invest in something that has a relatively high carbon abatement cost. So this is a new math that I see coming that we need to learn how to implement and scale within the company, but also just, I think, more broadly in the marketplace to see how do you do this kind of math? How do you justify these costs and extract value from them? Low cost alternatives right now, renewable energy is a lower cost. So using a market mechanism like a renewable energy certificate is a way to decarbonize that many times has a relatively low cost. So I think that will continue to be a low-hanging fruit for us to investigate and explore, you know, which suppliers that we have are using energy that can be powered by renewable energy. So I think that is the cheapest one, I think. And some of these low carbon fuels, right, for transportation, those can be more expensive, but we see that is changing, that is shifting. And that's not something that you can make a decision on. You have to continue to evaluate the market because the fuel prices do change. And sometimes, you know, you can offset the cost of the fuel if there's a situation where there's a carbon tax or the ETS. You know, then you save money in a way by going for the low carbon fuel. So I hope to see more of that in the future, that it pays off to go low carbon. Procurement teams at companies, they have a lot of power to go to the market and say, what can you bring me? What can you offer me? And signal the demand. And that's really what we need. We need both the offers coming and the signals, you know, to match up. And that's how we're going to make the investment that we need to get to 2030 and 2040. Some things are easier to decarbonize than others, of course. So I think focusing on what can we do by 2030 and what do we need to plan longer term to 2040, that will just take some time. But you have to signal to your suppliers that this is something you want and, in fact, expect from them.
Und morgen öffnet sich das nächste Türchen.